This is the continuation of the open session of the Saturday Pacifica National Board meeting.
Sharon Agmir.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Joe Wanzala.
Present.
Sean O'Brien. Leslie Radford.
I'm here.
Summer Reese.
Here.
Rico Ross. Rico, you here?
Rico here.
Bill Crozier. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Alberto Larrera.
Present.
George Ryder.
Here.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. Richard Uzel here. Nia Bediako. Kathy Davis.
Here.
Jennifer Jagger.
Here.
Jagger. Alex Steinberg.
Here.
Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Oh, there he is. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Kimberly Orendorf. Did I get Orendorf right? Thank you, sir. Marcel Reed. Jim Bennett. Afia Wangaza. Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is the committee elections. Please. We're in the middle of the meeting. The next agenda item is the committee elections, and what you have, or at least one member of your station has, is a list of the descriptions of the various committees, which are also described in the bylaws, the standing committees. And you need to decide yourselves which directors are going to be on which committees. There is one director on each of the standing committees. If there is a conflict at the station, and more than one person wants to run, then put both names down. These are nominations. The nominations will be approved by the board tomorrow in open session. So you have tonight to discuss it with each other and decide what you want to do. Are there any questions about that, about the procedure? Okay, good. Hearing none, going to move to the next item, which is the report from the CFO. Lavon, are you ready to do that? Okay.
Good afternoon. I'd really rather prefer to be out in the snow, but maybe later. But thank you again for being here to listen to this enlightening report. Oh, I'm sorry, you're the judge of that, not me. So this is just briefly trying to give you a brief outline of some of the things that's happening in finance and sort of happened over the years, and in terms of some of our concerns also about process. So the Pacifica Foundation, as I communicated in the Houston PNB meeting in October of last year, I believe that the foundation is entering a new era of accountability and sustainability with the new budget for 2010, and now we have a fiscal accountability motion that was passed by the PNB. And I'll bring that document up so you can look at also. And kind of continuing on my little summary of where I think we are, particularly as in finance as a foundation, that we were told in an email about four or five years ago that the problems that were going on now or that were going on are the problems that are ensuing from various decisions at that time, like 4, 5, 6 years ago, that it would be a position where you would let the enemy face the problems to come. And in terms of the foundation and financial position, you know, we're kind of in that scenario now. You know, we have a number of issues, and that will be brought forth by the auditor in terms of our process and also in terms of our resources to make things change. So, you know, I just see this as, you know, we're walking through the valley of let the enemy face the problems to come scenario. And that with the national board that was installed last year and with this board this year, you know, I believe that we are now really attempting to address the financial instability and the lack of infrastructure at WBAI, at WPFW, and also addressing other deficiencies in the infrastructure of this network. And basically, a successful business model for the foundation is laid out in the beginning of the foundation 60 years ago. Our model is to raise funds through on-air drives to cover the cost of operations and to maintain reserves to cover the foundation during the lean times. But the failed ideology, which has been supported by previous national boards and accelerated by the first nationwide elected and seated board in 2004, this failed ideology is to borrow money initially from the foundation when we had reserves and in the national office, and the money is borrowed with no plan or promise to repay this basically a loan to the stations. And the national office, what happens is that it accumulates the debt as an interstation receivable, which is in excess of $1 million, and this undermines the financial stability of the national office and the foundation. And as stated in the prior reports, the simple fact is that on-air fundraising is the only method that is available to the foundation to raise significant funds to pay off the debts of the foundation, whether these debts are internal or external. And the idea of getting a loan to pay off the operating expenses is anathema to anyone in a financial environment who wants to see that expenses and debts are discharged in a manner that does not undermine the foundation or corporation. And in fact, just to let you know, there was a motion passed in the National Finance Committee this past September that would have rescinded the PNB motion for all stations to share in reducing the internal promissory note to pay back the Heath Foundation bequest motion that passed at the PNB meeting in New York in July 2009. Now, this Heath Foundation kind of pops up again, and it's related to a Heath Foundation check that was given to KPFA. But we have an internal promissory note to ourselves to pay off the $300,000. We created this to pay off a $300,000 line of credit borrowed in August 2008 and was due to Wells Fargo in August 2009. Well, we were able to pay that off this past year with all of our financial difficulties. We paid that off. And as I accredited our attorney, Mr. DeAnda, has the expertise to help us in restructuring debt and not-for-profit foundations. So that was good. And we were able to so the budget, though, that was passed in the prior year, for fiscal 2009, that did not have a plan to pay this line of credit back. And it also didn't address any of the negative projected cash flows in the national office. Right. What happened is that the budget was created, and it's been described as a hole in the budget the prior year. So in that, and so what we had to do is, and when we came in, is to struggle to keep this foundation afloat without going into the credit market and without, you know, using, getting a loan to pay back, to pay operating expenses. So, but the failure to plan to discharge this debt and infuse cash in the national office placed the whole foundation at the risk of insolvency. Now, I went into Webster just a while ago, and it says that a solvent condition is one where there's ability to pay all just debts. So an insolvent condition would be one that does not have the ability to pay back all just debts. So I think that defines what I'm talking about here. So, again, we were able to avoid, you know, a projected financial debacle based on a failed financial model. So, and then I'll just go over this briefly, a history on the 2008 route to, instability starts with a $300,000 line of credit, and I have a detailed report later in here that people can look at or review. But the other major route to financial instability was the $1.1 million loan that was floated by the National Finance Committee in 2008 that contained a balloon payment and mortgage assets of the foundation. Now, I've had a person tell me in the Finance Committee that we should have gotten that loan. And when we didn't get the loan, that was the worst thing that we could have done. And now, if you look at our results, I just have preliminary results, but the auditor will also come in with preliminary results that they'll pull together tomorrow. And it will show you that we based on the preliminary number, we had a loss of $400,000. So I'm just trying to understand how you could have a loss of $400,000 and start to pay back a $1 million loan. I mean, you know, it just doesn't add up for me. So, the pre-audited preliminary results for fiscal 2009, as I reported one quarter ago, the results are there are a number of reasons for those results in terms of having a deficit rather than a surplus. And it was both performance of management and the performance of the U.S. economy with the rise in deficits, rise in unemployment, and a continuing upward redistribution of wealth. You know, this is what was inherited by the current administration here in Washington. And let me just note, we appreciate the CPB funding from the current administration, and if there are other ways we can get more funding from them, I would appreciate that too. And just the other thing on the fact that Arlene had told us early today that we got stimulus funding from the foundation, from CPB. Now, another little aside here that when I talked about this, I think in March or April in the Finance Committee meeting, someone told me, that's stupid. But, you know, $156,000 is not stupid to me. It really helped our foundation, particularly when we're at a point where we are still having, in terms of trying to produce the results for a positive or surpluses due to various reasons. So that $156,000, I can tell you, the $36,000 that went to WBAI really helped BAI, and it helped the other stations too. And so again, the preliminary revenue totals $13.7 million, which is $1.1 million or 7.4% worse than budget. Compared to the prior year, 2008, I think these are audited numbers for 2008, the revenue was $17.8 million, which was $4.1 million lower in 2009. Excuse me. So if you add in capital expenditures, the results year-to-date show a deficit of over $1 million or $1.5 million worse than budget. So again, the auditor will give us the audited the pre-audited numbers. And again, let me just point out, $1 million deficit. And this is before, of course, depreciation. So again, $1 million deficit and then wanting to put $1 million loan in there. So, you know, I'm grateful, thankful that we are here to have this meeting today in PFW. So, but some of the things that were done is there were management changes at BAI and WPFW, And we're attempting to implement successful techniques in fundraising, which you have seen the results at BAI. Fundraising has really improved. And we're trying to adhere to the mission and to allow the unfettered creative energies of the community and the staff to produce good radio. I believe these are the basic steps in turning around the decline in revenue and to lifting the network to achieve the success of the past. And this is current information. The foundation enjoyed an unrestricted cash position of $1.1 million on December 30th, 2009, which is the ending of the first quarter for the foundation. And with this go-round, though, KPFK is holding, KPFK currently is holding their cash in unrestricted accounts, but they now have the greatest cash balance because they had a successful year in terms of, this is before audit, in terms of they had a surplus. So but KPFT, which I always have to point out, has the best ratio in terms of cash to operating expenses, and this is what they do consistently, and we have members here who are on the finance committee. There we go. And, a congratulations again to the management staff, to the board members. And the results for the first quarter of fiscal 2010 follows, and this is all preliminary results. We've gotten the information, and we're still, as you know, what we do is, just an aside, we try to, what we call, close the books on the fifth workday. And the business managers committed to this change when we first started meeting back in March. But we are not able to achieve that successfully. And in order to, and I've said before, we're as strong as our weakest link, or whatever the quote is. So unless every business manager closed on the fifth of the month, therefore, we get down to the end of the month, like now, and getting results, and then you have to go in and put them on a spreadsheet and do your variances. So, again, that's the problem that we're having right now as a foundation. So the revenue totaled $3.8 million, and the expenses were also $3.8 million. So we were almost break-even, but the deficit after our cash and capital expenses, which totaled $17,800, our deficit for the quarter was $21,700. And KPFA and WBAI are in deficit spending for the first quarter. And part of the KPFA deficit spending is due to primarily to the salaries and related expenses, and that's because the expected staff reductions were not implemented. So the staff salaries continue to be high. And even with the offset of the for severance and vacation pay, salaries are still higher, or still were higher than budget. So so that's the issue that has to be addressed. And at WBAI, deficit spending is due primarily to listener support income that was being held at the post office due to the fact that we had dual business reply accounts. Oops, combined with the business letters for the return replies. The zip code that was written on the envelope was different from the zip code encoded into the barcode. So just a little problem like that. And we found, we found about 100, if so, the pieces of mail were held up at the post office. So when we were able to get that flowing again, what we did is that we, I think I went away. Hello? Mic's off. Okay. Thank you. And so when we got that flowing again, we found, when we looked at our MEMSIS reports, there was about $124,000 that was added that had been sitting there at the post office since October the 15th, and we got it flowing at the end of December, or before the holidays. So that little thing there, and we started getting it into MEMSIS in January. That little thing there really was a big contribution to our deficit for the quarter. To WBAI's deficit, because my position as the interim general manager ends tomorrow, So, but, and then it's then I'll go to being like CFO full time. I'm looking forward to it. I really miss New York, though. I miss the people. That's another question. I mean, that's another report. Okay, so some of the many accomplishments of the finance department include generating these individual station budget templates and working with the station management, the local LSB finance committees, and chair of the NFC in providing updates and answers to the many queries about the station budgets, which we should show later today or with the finance committee report. And the finance staff also, the other success was that the finance staff, you know, really supported completing the financial close process on the fifth workday. And that's a vast improvement from a generally accepted close of the 23rd of the month prior to then. That was before May 2009. And also we have a financial profit database manager that we brought on at WBAI, and he served really an integral part in consolidating the foundation budgets. And in addition to completing other tasks that are finance-related, basically for BAI and for the network and working with the other stations, too. So he's done a great job, and it's just, you know, it's just untold in terms of what he has contributed to us, not only at BAI but at the foundation. And he performs a major role in meeting critical requirements from audit to the major task which he handled of correcting the WBAI membership database for the local station board election. And but what we see is, I see all of this as an opportunity that, you know, we've gone through, we had a budget that was not even completed when I came in February of last year, so it's been a year. And we have, and that, oops, that always happens. And we have Okay, and the station, the business managers, you know, they're in a unique position where we can continue to improve and implement the finance process. And we also are at a point where we can assess the skill levels of the business managers and even look at in terms of the reporting relationships for the business managers. We are supposed to have what we call a dotted line relationship with the CFO. And basically, as we change some of our processes, we'll probably require almost like a straight line to the CFO. And the other little points that I wanted to make was that the national office, of course, began the fiscal year understaffed with two staff cuts in November of 2008, the hole in the budget. We had to add central services to the national office in order to make the budget whole. And the other thing is, we got a new outside auditor was assigned in 2008 to complete the 2008 audit. And also finance, in addition, was kind of going through a turmoil in 2008. And two people were also laid off due to, issues with our finances and revenue. And, but again, like I said, the finance department is in a unique position where deficiencies were identified this year and the means to improve the processes are in the planning stage. And the other little item I noted before was that we have a professional architect and professor of architecture used the Berkeley headquarters and KPFA radio campus as a renovation project in two phases, and also this includes the former restaurant. And you might want to add that the property across the street from the national office in KPFA is now like a seven-story building. It's going to have a TJ's at the bottom. It's going to have condos. So we've had calls from various people in real estate asking us about that empty restaurant. So I think we are in a unique position, and we've all looked at it, and our attorney has also looked at it. So we are really at the point where we have these plans that were done by these students that shows how you can actually use the restaurant and refurbish. And then we have a means to actually correct some of the structural faults there at the office. I don't want to name it because I can't. Oh, what structural problems? But anyway, there are some. Okay, and we can also believe that this will add as a springboard for a major national capital campaign, because a number of the stations, Houston, you know, Washington here needs a new station. So, you know, anyone out there who would like to contribute to a capital fund or perhaps have a building that would accommodate WPFW, WBAI, KPFT needs renovations there in Houston, or any other station, we welcome it. So, and many of the issues that challenge the foundation to develop processes to correct deficiencies in the organization were actually identified. And the major one that we have been talking about later and that was passed in the Finance Committee, was National Finance Committee, was to able to align revenue recognition and distribution with accountability. And really the pivotal event that resulted in this motion passed by the PNB was a check issued to KPFA in November 2008 in the amount of $375 that was not deposited hastily into the Wells Fargo restricted account.
That was $375,000.
$375,000, yes. So I have a little outline here. You can read that where I gave a little history of how that happened. And basically the Heath Foundation, which I really thank them, and that their support of KPFA and Pacifica over the years, and that we really, you just don't know how we really appreciate a foundation like that helping us, and that we sincerely apologize for this event to happen, and we can assure you it will never happen again, and we have actually set up this motion, been passed by the PNB, and we will get it in place. So basically, again, what happened is that the national office and the KPFA received a bequest from the Heath Foundation, and the national office deposited their check. KPFA did not do theirs at the time. We also received two checks of over $50,000 in interest, because actually we had known about the request and the gift like in 2006, I believe. So we had made an accrual, but that's just details. So, but now the problem is that the check is no longer valid. Ricardo DeAnda has been working with the attorney for the Heath Foundation to reissue a check. And when you hear the audit report, that will be a negative against Pacifica Foundation, that the check was not, a $375,000 check was not deposited immediately. And at the time, there was different management. Wasn't me. The auditor. And so the auditor is requesting a confirmation from the Heath Foundation that a check will be issued for that $375,000. And then, like I said, Ricardo is also working with their attorney. So that's kind of basically what happened. And, again, the accountability for foundation revenue lies with the foundation. And as the audit produces the results for one entity, not five stations plus PRA, Pacifica Radio Archives. So, therefore, the control of the foundation revenue must lie within the purview of the entity that has accountability, which is the board, actually. And although the national office can view the various checking accounts and also can make transfers in some of them the way it's set up, but other stations report to the national office their checking account balances through the bank reconciliations or confirmation of the monthly consolidated cash and bank report from the national office, and I have a copy of one of those I can show you. But the failure of KPFA to report the $375 requires that the foundation correct the process that could lead to the possible loss of foundation funds. In addition, this failure to deposit the check tarnishes the foundation's reputation in the not-for-profit funding community and hinders the ability to raise funds. And one of our board members who has really worked in that community reiterated that today. It's not good. But the finance department, we welcome these challenges in 2010. And we want to begin to get onto that route or the route or the journey to strong fiscal management. And we want to be able to, at next year, be able to tick off where we have actually implemented processes, done the training, or just put the resources in the right place to make these things happen. So I just have some notes here about listener support, the preliminary numbers. The note from the New York PNB meeting where we created, we borrowed the $300,000 plus another $75,000, which we are paying back over the 3 years in order to to pay in order to meet that payment on that $300,000 line of credit that was borrowed the previous year. And I was trying to get some notes on Democracy Now, which I have to confirm, and I'll just take these out now. It's the status. I know Democracy Now! Will pay $52,000 in January. FSRN, we have $31,000, and then we pay $33,000 for. Oh, these were the notes. $33,000 on the Heath bequest that we pay back. So that's kind of where we are. We have, like I said, we have preliminary numbers. We have a preliminary. Well, actually, we have a final budget the way it was passed by in the PNB. So I'm just going to show you our little cash and bank report that we do.
We're approaching the time for.
Well, I won't have to show you that. This is it, and then the plan we can show later. The budget. I think I've sent around a preliminary budget to everyone on the PNB. So we've done that, and we'll. I'll send you the updated one now, and then we can discuss that in the committee meeting.
Okay. Thank you for the report.
Oh, thank you.
Questions for LaVon or comments? Sharon?
Yes. Thank you, LaVon, for the report. What is that $153,000 or $156,000 of government money which is coming? Are there any strings attached to it on where, how it can be spent?
No. It's CPV funding, just like the other CPV funding. It's a stimulus funding, and it's already been distributed to the stations.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for the question.
Other questions? Yes. Okay. Andrea and then Leslie.
Thanks, LaVarne. Could you give me some clarification on the $1 million? I didn't understand the $1 million deficit. I could have that wrong. Versus the $1 million loan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I mixed that up. Yeah, our preliminary numbers for 2009 show that we had a deficit of $1 million. We'll get the final numbers from the auditor tomorrow. And the $1 million loan was just to say that if we had actually gotten that $1 million loan, although it had a balloon payment at the end, that, you know, it's just, you know, that $1 million is just, you know, nothing negative. It would have gone on balance sheet and, you know, it would make our results look. But by that time, you know, the loan could have been called in, which we have to be concerned about now because we do have a line of credit. And of $100,000, so we have to be really careful with that. Work with Wells Fargo. Now, someone suggested that perhaps we should look at, you know, smaller banks, and in terms of putting a motion forward. So that's, you know, if Wells Fargo has to understand that we do have alternatives, and that could be going to smaller banks, and that, you know, versus going totally with Wells or totally with B of A or Chase, you know, right? We currently have it.
Do we have CDs?
Some stations, I think, if you look at KPFA's number, I think has a CD. The national office has money in a Schwab account, which, you know, is interest bearing, which is where we had the $375,000 Heath bequest. You know, we had an interest bearing. So the other part of this is to, if you look at this report here, this is the report that we have been going on. So, you know, we send this out. Lynn sends it out. I try to send it out every month. So each station, you know, requirement is you send out a report. If there is an error on here, then you need to notify us so that we will know what the correct number should be. So, for example, if you look at this, sorry, George, but
it's okay. We have time for questions.
Okay. Like here at KPFA Wells Fargo CD, national office line of credit. This is collateral for our line of credit of $100,000. And then you have this CD right here, KPFA Wells Fargo CD 49921. Mm-hmm. Now, some of these bank accounts, you know, I would have to set up the ability to view them online, but I do view everything with WBAI online because I was managing there. So, you know, you look at that, but the other numbers, you send this out. If there's any change or if it's not correct, you know, the business manager or the general manager should contact us and let us know. So, you know, we have, like, one of the WPFW account, this one here. Now, I can view this account also, so I know that that's there. But the other thing's basically, you know, it's a level of trust. You're not viewing it. But the motion that we talked about, the accountability motion, we would, the the national office would have the responsibility of actually having access to those accounts during reconciliations. So those things will be done then, and then the stations will have an operating account where they would pay out their expenses and other things like that. But the major expenses like payroll will be paid by the national office, and some of the other critical things, like here we have health. We pay health insurance like for, I believe, KPFA and for BAI, I know. And we will pay those.
Okay. Leslie?
Thank you. Yeah, I do applaud KPFT for being a surplus situation, but I want to note, and we went skimmed over it fairly quickly, that KPFK has moved from a deficit to a surplus position.
Absolutely.
And I want to thank everybody back home at KPFK for making that happen, listeners, staff, and everybody.
And you see here, they have their funds in a savings account, a B of A savings account. Now, we have access to view all of these accounts, the KPFK accounts also.
To my question here, first of all, a comment. You mentioned inter-unit transfers from national office to the stations. I also want to historically point out it's gone the other direction as well. There have been inter-unit transfers from the stations to the national office on occasion. I remember one in particular in 2002, 2003, when Eva Georgia first came on board. She was doing some of that.
That's Central Services. There are inter-unit transfers every month. That's Central Services.
In addition to the Central Service fees, there were transfers. And I just for the record, I want to make that comment.
KPFA also has this. We have this on the balance sheet someplace.
Yeah. To my question here. You repeatedly mentioned instability and insecurity and a route toward solvency. On, say that route is a 10-point route, zero being complete chaos and bedlam, and 10 being we got money in the bank and no worries. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Where on that route are we?
Well, first, I have to correct some of the things you said. We're not.
Please do.
I'm sorry. You said something about what was the point on insolvency you said?
I said you talked a lot about how we had been close to insolvency and in some financial instability and that we were progressing away from that position. And
right.
I'm just asking on a scale of 1 being disaster, 10 being
okay, I got
we can
that
go
part.
Home
I got
now.
The part. I got the part. Well, actually, if I go back, I didn't really say. I said we were, let me find it here, it's on the letter, in terms of where we could be in that position that of insolvency. That I didn't say we were there. Hopefully I didn't. I'll just look at my little letter here. But that's the route that we're going, and that's right. So, I can't really tell you because I don't really know how you actually compartmentalize the other 9 groupings or whatever. But we still have challenges, particularly with BAI in terms of fulfilling the back part of the fund drives, which is to get the cash in. And when we had this issue of the 1,000 pieces of mail sitting there in a lockbox account that Chase actually picks up, but they can't pick the pieces up because it had not been there. There were 2 business reply accounts, and the one where Chase has access to had not been refilled. So you know those are the issues we're still addressing right now. And if we can get, in which we have corrected that, and we're trying to get that. So we were, and so during this period, when we discovered this, like in mid-December, and resolved it, you know, we had these envelopes again. The problem is that you had an envelope, the barcode had a zip code encoded that was different than the one that was written on there. So, you know, that means you cannot invoice unless you try to invoice online. So, you know, you don't have the correct envelope. So that is, I was told that that would be going out on Monday, but we're also trying to, get some of those little tasks out of the station. If we can, at one time we had the printer was like, you'd send him a file and he would send out the invoices. So that's what we're trying to do, is some of those tasks that may lead to not getting things done in a manner that we expect, that, you know, get those out, outsource those to, particularly if we've been doing something a certain way and we get the right price for doing that, that's what we want to do.
I also understand we have a million-plus deficit, and This is, you know, are we, what direction are we heading? Are we a three or a five or a seven?
Seven. Oh, I can't, I'm telling you, I don't,
on,
I can't give you an answer on that.
I'm being comfortable. You
know,
can't
this,
answer that. Okay.
No, I can't do that.
All right.
Okay.
You know, I'd like to say we're at complete, but I can't say that either.
Okay. We're at time for a listener comment. If there are questions that need to be asked by the board, we'll have them until they're finished, and then we'll go to listener comment.
I had a question, George. Okay. I didn't see this in my materials here, and I don't see it in my email box. But when is this report going to be submitted?
I'll send it to you right this second, as soon as I turn this off. It's right here. I'll send it to you right here.
Then will we have an opportunity to review it and then to raise some questions?
Well, we have an open session next on Sunday, tomorrow, and we also have an executive session where, if need be, we can include these kinds of things.
Okay.
Nia.
Yes. Thank you. I know that the $100,000 that you mentioned for WBAI, LaVarne, I understand that. But when I hear that, you know, WBAI has been turned around and we're doing so well.
Oh, thank
have
you.
Have there been any central services paid to the national office since May of last year? That's in my opinion, that would show that we are really turning around, that we can afford to pay some of our debts. As far as I know, the debt is increasing. And the second part of my question is, when will WBAI be able to pay? What steps have you taken to make sure at some point WBAI can pay some central services?
Well, that's what I talked about when I talked about the back end of fund drives, how that has to be working and in place, and these little issues like not paying the second BRA account, which Chase Bank accesses. Those, if we can keep those little things from popping up and having to spend all of our time correcting that, that's the key to making a fund drive successful, is the back end. So that's where we're trying to concentrate and get that in place. And all these little issues, again, like 1,000 pieces of mail sitting in a lockbox account since October the 15th is, you know, great concern. So, again, you have to take care of that little infrastructure in the backside of fundraising in terms of the timely input of your pledge cards into MEMSIS, being able to track and document your transfers from your input into MEMSIS and into what we call global payments, which is an intermediary where they process your credit cards, they deposit the money in your account, and then they actually have the credit cards hit the person's account. So you have to do that timely. You have to track that. You have to put the funds in the right account because we have various revenue accounts. So if we can do that, be able to track that, and respond to the audit, that's when you start to correcting now the fundraising and in terms of the fulfillment of the fundraising, because the fundraising itself is just tremendous and has really increased, and the staff really embraced these projects and see that this is the road to reestablishing our positive cash flows.
Do we have any other questions? Andrea?
Do we have a plan, a targeted plan of action to increase our funding? Have you done any projectural analysis or anything like that?
Oh, we did a budget. The budget has a complete. They're like 11 pages there, and it shows all of the planning assumptions and what we plan to do to raise for fundraising, and also the assumptions for everything else.
Okay. What's your overall summary of our projections?
The overall summary of projections of what?
Of where we're targeting our goals. Do you think that we can make it? Is there a target by each station?
Yeah, it's a budget. It's called a budget. And we sent those out
LaVarne, I know it's a budget, but you're just saying refer back to that.
And I'm sorry?
You're saying refer back to just the budget. That's
yeah, that's it has all the plan and assumptions in there. Right, it has all the plan and assumptions in there. And you have to look at it, you know, by station.
Yeah.
And we've sent those out, and that's where we'll resend them again.
Okay, thank you.
So, if you just look at that, and then we can look at each individual budget. Now, some of the things I know we're doing, planning for BAI, we have a couple of major fundraisers. I can't tell you I can tell you one of the parties that would be is involved is Chuck D. Then we have a potential of another programmer with BAI who's well known. And then we're looking for an outside person. So we have all of these events that we are planning to celebrate the 50th anniversary of BAI, and we have a number of people who have signed up, including a couple of projects with the arts director in terms of engaging programmers to help us celebrate the 50 and also get people in.
Okay, are there any other questions? Hearing none.